A number of the protesters were hospitalised. So you've got to look at this in a little bit of context as well. They're saying they're scared for their lives, yet protesters had much more reason to be scared for theirs.
Yeah, and some of these points that I'm looking at here in point 112, punched an elderly man in the face who was attempting to protect another protester from them. Eye gouged a man. I'll come back to that in a moment. Grabbed a man seated on a bollard and pulled him to the ground by the neck. Fractured a woman's sternum while she was standing in front of the police skirmish line. Placed a man in a headlock and dragged him along the ground by his neck and ear. Struck a woman in the face with a shield, breaking several of her teeth. And I just want to go back to that line. I gouged a man. One compound word and two normal words to describe one of the most horrific things I've ever seen happen. And it was all filmed by the media. It was on television. And yet, this is the extent that they're going to talk about it. That was extreme police misconduct at the high end.
Yeah, and that was far before that last day as well. So that was just some random day. I think wasn't it when it was that they tried to come in and take the toilets or something was happening around the toilet block. And that's when he got eye gouged, and obviously eye gouged. He was punched in the face repeatedly, massive black eyes, bruises all over his face and eye gouged. And so if they choose to take the instances like that that happened throughout the protests out of this report, I mean, you're going to be left with a one-sided view, and that's what this is.
Yeah, and I think that's my main complaint with this. It seemed the whole report seems to justify everything by actually glossing over something like this. We've got a really high-end example of police misconduct, and it gets three words put to it. That's it. And so, of course, everything after that is going to sound like it's fine. Oh, yeah, it was justified what they did. You know, this was a murderous bunch. Of course, we all felt in fear for our lives. But hold on. How did Phil – sorry, we're – just for listeners who don't know, that was a man named Phil. He got pushed up against some Portaloos and eye gouged. It was around February 22nd, I think, somewhere around there. And he ended up with massive black eyes. I've got that in the film We Came Here for Freedom as well. You can see the results of what happened. Yet, you know, this just gets glossed over completely. So
I can't help but think how they would have described that if it was a protester that had done it to police. They would have put in a line, I thought I was going blind. I thought I'd lose my vision forever. You know, like they would dramatize it endlessly if it was on the police side. But because it was on the protester side, it says, well, this guy got eye gouged, but like, who really cares?